This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyan. In a major reform initiative, the Cabinet today approved the promulgation of the Arunachal Pradesh Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Ordinance 2026, which will subsequently be placed before the Legislative Assembly for enactment. The ordinance seeks to significantly reduce regulatory burdens and simplify compliance procedures for entrepreneurs by enabling eligible MSMEs to commence operations through self-declaration mechanism subject to applicable laws and regulations. The Cabinet has also approved amendments to the Arunachal Pradesh Land Settlement and Records 2012 to simplify land use regulations and remove procedural hurdles faced by landowners and farmers under the revised provisions of agricultural land falling within notified master plan areas shall automatically be deemed converted to the land use specified in the master plan without requiring separate permissions. The reforms are expected to facilitate planned urban development while reducing inconvenience to citizens. Recognizing the hardships faced by candidates affected by delays in recruitment examinations, the Cabinet approved a further one-year extension of the one-time upper age relaxation for candidates who had applied for recruitment examinations advertised by APPSC in 2022, but became ineligible due to delays in conducting examinations. The decision reflects the government's commitment to safeguarding the interest of deserving aspirants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in French city of Evian today on a two-day visit to participate in a G7 summit which got underway yesterday. After arrival in Evian, the Prime Minister in a social media post said that he is looking forward to engaging with world leaders and exchanging views on key global issues. He added that India remains committed to advancing collective efforts for a more sustainable and prosperous planet. Ahead of the re-examination of the NEET UG 2026 scheduled for 21st June, the government has restricted online messaging and social media app Telegram till 22nd of this month. The National Testing Agency has welcomed the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technologies directions for restricting Telegram access in India for a defined and limited period. In a statement, NTS said that the restriction will cover the day of the NEET UG 2026 re-examination and its immediate aftermath. The agency added that the platform has also been directed to disable the message editing feature for already posted messages until 30th of this month. According to the agency, this step will address a feature that has allegedly been misused to fabricate post-facto claims or question paper leaks in national examinations. The State Cabinet today reviewed the progress of the flagship Shikshit Bharat to Shikshit Arunachal mission, under which the state has undertaken one of the most comprehensive education reforms in its history. During phase 1, 2023 to 2026, the government has invested 3,612.50 crore rupees towards strengthening school infrastructure, teacher deployment, digital education, institutional reforms and learning outcomes across the state. With the proposed phase 2nd investment of 1,500 crore rupees, the total mission investment will exceed 5,100 crore rupees by 2029. Siang River Rafting Arunachal has been adjudged winner in the Adventure Destination category under Editor's Choice at the India Today Tourism Survey and Awards 2026. In a social media post, Tourism Minister P.D. Sona said that the recognition is a proud moment for Arunachal tourism and a strong reaffirmation of the state's immense potential as one of India's finest adventure destinations. In the meantime, Sona has extended congratulations to all stakeholders, local communities, tourism professionals, guides and adventure enthusiasts who continue to promote Siang with passion and dedication. Three youths from Arunachal Pradesh, namely Abida Begum from Lower Dibang Valley, Aisha Kumari Sa and Tua Wong Atua from Tirap, have been selected to participate in the national round of the Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament 2026. The Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament was formally inaugurated by Speaker of Lok Sabha Om Birla at Central Hall of Parliament, New Delhi, today. A meeting of the District Level Committee on the Vibrant Villages Programme, second, was held today at the Conference Hall of the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Bomdila, to scrutinize and deliberate upon the project proposals received from Dirang and Kalaktang subdivisions. Addressing the gathering, Deputy Commissioner, Westcom and Dr. Dilip Kumar, urged all concerned departments to make sincere, coordinated and result-oriented efforts in preparing project proposals strictly in conformity with the objectives and operational guidelines of VBP 2nd. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.